For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. A Quebec court has issued an injunction against Gatnawaga-Ronu protesters, ordering them to clear a blockade on a line of rail running through their community. According to CBC News, Premier François Legault said the blockade needs to be lifted for the good of the economy. The protesters are blocking the tracks in solidarity with hereditary chiefs in Wet'suwet'en who oppose the construction of a pipeline through their community. Gatnawaga peacekeepers, the local police equivalent, say they have no intention of enforcing the court order to remove the blockade. In other news, Premier François Legault unveiled his vision to upgrade schools across the province. Last year, the CAQ announced a $4 billion fund for school renovation projects. Legault said the fund would go towards the 1,800 schools in need of repair. Natural light, more outdoor space, and locally sourced materials will be prioritized during renovations. However, the CAQ did not give a timeline. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Erwin Club on this first week of Metal March. I'm your host, JP, and beside me is an empty chair because Hunter is stuck at work today, sadly. So you're stuck with me, guys. So today I have a pretty busy show for you. What you just heard is The Living Dream of a Dead God by Hot, which is a Star Wars-inspired melodic black death metal band, according to Metal Archive. And today we're going to talk a bit about Metal March, upcoming giveaway concerning Metal March, and some band fan calendar stuff. And maybe, if we're lucky, the Lord and our Lord and Savior Hunter will bless us with a short presence, or a present of his presence. And so I don't want to keep you waiting too much. So here's some black and doom metal from Excommunicant, The Wake in Hell on CGLO 1690 AM. Have fun. We'll be right back.
April 21st, synth-pop artist Porches will be performing in Montreal at Bar La Ritz. Don't miss the chance to see him live, performing songs off his latest album, Ricky Music. Tickets on sale at blueskiesturnblack.com.
Nine out of 10 doctors recommend a steady diet of heavy metal riffs. And that last guy is a poser. So tune in to Sin After Sin, 10 p.m. every Wednesday, for your weekly dose of old-school, earth-shattering metal. Only on CJLO. Consuming riffs may cause whiplash and or liver failure. Please headbang responsibly.
Let's go!
That was Antiverse with Crimson Codex, which are some death thrash metal. And before that, you heard Monolith with Compassion, which is metalcore-ish, I guess. But here is coming up, The Weakest Among Us by Wormhole. Some technical, brutal death metal. Maybe deathcore. So have fun with that one. We'll be right back. Welcome back, dear people. Here we have some special people. Our Lord and... What the hell was that? First, we have Hunter. Say hi, Hunter.
Hey, JP, how's it going? It's lovely to make a special guest on the Iron Club. I can tell that you're just as coordinated as usual without
yes.
me there.
Yes, I was pretty good until the call. So, but yeah, we'll make it work. And apparently, what you brought a special guest in, isn't that right?
Yeah, she's sitting next to this, or he or she is sitting beside me. You don't know who it is. She's gonna say something, and you're gonna have to guess who it is.
Okay.
It's a she. First of all, who does this sound like?
Alicia.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey.
Let me screech out onto the radio.
There's been three people on the air. It's beautiful.
What is up?
Not much. You. What's going on?
I just spoke to you there like 2 seconds ago. I just texted you.
Yeah.
Surprise. And it's the first time I'm hearing your show. I like it. The Iron Club.
Good. At least one people like us. That's good.
Exactly. We're part of this new family crew going on here.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have her. I told her she's invited as a guest.
Yes. Let's talk Maiden the whole show.
I was about to say Iron Maiden Club. Oh, yeah.
We're doing a school project, so.
Oh, okay. That's why. Is it at La Petite Grenouille again?
It's about La Petite Grenouille. And by the way, my beef with La Petite Grenouille has been completely vanquished because they gave us free pasta.
Oh, yeah. Two kinds of pasta. And they had a dog that we played with. A dog.
So there's no more beef with La Petite Grenouille.
How to please both the Italian people and Hunter.
A plate of pasta.
And so here, well, we're all metal fans, right? Right now on air, right?
Right.
And so here, Metal March just began at CGL, and we have some really special stuff for metal fans. Sorry, I'm losing my language.
I think you sound great.
Thank you. I'm practicing for being a host on our radio newsroom class. And so the band you just heard, which was Keys of Orthanc, and the song you heard was At the Gate, they're from Chambly, and we have a Band calendar going on, which is like a Christmas before Christmas calendar where you get the little chocolates, but instead you get those some albums for free. There you go. And today, Keys of Orthanc is the lucky winner of that. So if you want to go on their Bandcamp, you can go download for free what they have on there. I think
more than amazing deal and opportunity.
Yes. Sorry, I'm still trying to process what's happening and trying to be professional.
I'm in shock. Gear in a headlight.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, the whole radio newsroom class. also, Hunter, we have some stuff to give away in the next week, right?
We have giveaways?
Yeah, I think so.
There's a midnight giveaway. There's a giveaway to tons of shows. You can send, but I think you have a more adequate list in front of you, right?
Not in front of me, but I know the two of them that we're going to do in the two... In upcoming weeks? Yes, in the upcoming weeks.
You, a CGLO radio host, if I wanted to do a giveaway, or wanted to enter a giveaway, what could I win within the next couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, on the Iron Club, from what I know, because I'm totally not prepared to say this on air live, next week we are giving away a pair of tickets to go see Killswitch Engage and August Burns Red at MTELUS.
Oh my God, I'm
good. That's good. It's going to be a really great show because they're probably one of the best top 10s metalcore bands like around right now. And also, I interviewed the guitarist of Killswitch Engage. It was pretty fun back at Heavy Montreal. So if you want to go, just text in while Hunter might come on the show.
They're on the phone.
On the phone.
They're in spirit.
Exactly.
Maybe with some more free pasta from La Petite Grenouille.
Maybe. and some free kill switch engage tickets. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down.
And so everyone can enter that one. And the week after that, where Hunter might still be getting pasta and petting a dog at Le Petit Grenouille once more, you can win tickets for Enter the Tomb 3. I think, Hunter, that's more your department, right?
Yeah, it's a local festival. It's a bunch of smaller bands. Saccage from Quebec's playing. But the headliner is the real big-time cheese there. Midnight from the United States is kind of like a black speed band. Super dirty, raw stuff. Makes you want to... It's like the Doors, but for metal, you know what I'm saying? gets you riled up. And so they're playing the headlining for that. So that's going to be a sick festival. You do not want to miss that. I would enter in. I'm entering in, actually. If I could, I would enter in.
I'll do it.
Alessio's entering in.
Good. Well... I mean, it's kind of apropos since Alicia, you're here because me and Hunter are not preparing this show, as you can tell, and we are at the station right now. We're trying to us metal shows are trying to like do a little more special stuff for Metal March, since we have to step up our game to show everybody every other posers what metal is all about.
Posers.
And so if you want to come in the next week, upcoming week of Mark's on the show just to talk Maiden, I bet Hunter's as down as me for that. So.
Oh my God, really? Yeah. I'm actually seriously down.
Let's do it in 2 weeks. I'm not sure if I'll be able to be there next week, but the week after that, we can definitely do it.
Okay.
Nope.
I'll make time because, believe me, I did one of my presentations in college on Iron Maiden, and it was so good, and my teacher took me under his wing to be like my mentor because I was like so passionate about Iron Maiden. I brought my boots, I brought my shirt, I brought my gear, I did the whole shebang. So yeah, I'm down.
You're down.
Very down. I'm friggin' down.
Alright, so in 2 weeks we will have Alicia on the show and the whole show is only gonna be about Iron Maiden.
Yeah! Oh my God, okay.
And we'll try to get free pasta as well.
Yeah. Oh, I got you. I got a whole pasta shelf in my kitchen. Not joking.
All right. Then it's a date. So, since we're kind of on the schedule and we talk for way too much on this show, and we need to play more music, I'm gonna have to let you guys go.
All right.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have you on, and nice surprise, Alicia.
Yeah.
It's nice to be on my own show. On our own, just nice to be.
I'm so happy. I'm a part of this.
Our show.
So thank you guys for coming on. And right now, what you're going to hear is a France band, which is Doom? Sludge Doom Metal. A really long song. Hunter likes those. And it's called... the band is called Verdun, which is also a neighborhood in Montreal. Here is Return of the Space Marcher. You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. Say bye, people.
Oh, God.
Miami, Mexico City, and Montreal, three cities crossing the airwaves, showcasing the ladies behind the decks. Six female DJs, each playing 30-minute sets, coming together for International DJ on International Women's Day. Listen to the sounds of Mariana Diaz, Lady Oracle, Hits Wonders, House of Pris, Sugarface Belfo, and Mar of Noche Negra. On Sunday, March 8th, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a live broadcast from CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, Orchid FM in Miami, and Radio PAX in Mexico City. That's International Women's Day, Día Internacional de la Mujer, Journée Internationale des Femmes, Sunday, March 8th, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 to 4 p.m. if you're in Mexico City, for a live audio streaming broadcast direct from CJLO, Orchid FM, and Radio PAX.
It's Monday. Your work week is just beginning.
Come on, move!
You can already feel the existential dread seeping in, and the weekend seems so far away.
What?
Things will only get worse from here.
Oh, for the love!
Luckily, there's Sewer Spewer. Your weekly guide to Montreal's underground punk and metal scene, with your host, Chris the Frog. Every Monday at noon on CJLO 1690 AM. Don't let your Monday drag you down. Melt your mind with some local noise.
You actually did this? It's no trick?
No. I can transport matter, anything, at the speed of light perfectly.
The first live experiment was disastrous.
They came dripping from the stars by Gut Void. And before that, you heard The Quantum Conundrum by Gremlin. Respectively, those were death metal and black and zet thrash. I'm having a lot of trouble pronouncing this episode, but I guess it's all okay since we're already at the end of the show. Just a quick reminder, Metal March started, as if I haven't said it enough already. We have the Ben Van calendars going on until midnight. You can get Keys of Orthanc album for free on their Bandcamp so go look out for that. For other bands coming up during March, go see CGLO Facebook page for which band is going to be free for today. Thank you to those bands for participating. Next week, we have a giveaway where we will give away a pair of tickets to go see Killswitch Engage and August Burns Red at MTELUS. So look out for that and come participate. And yeah, so this has been the Iron Club with Sci-Fi Metal, with only JP and a special appearance with from Hunter and Alicia. And we're going to end off as we started, which is Star Wars. So, if you guys like Star Wars, like my brother Richard does, you probably liked the first song, which was "The Living Dream of a Dead God" by Hoth, and now you're gonna jam out and dance to your bed, basically, because tomorrow is Monday, and Monday we all have to do stuff. Well, at least you're gonna dance and be happy until you go to bed, because I'm gonna play you some John Williams metal cover by Galactic Empires. We saw that band at Heavy Montreal last year, and they're in full costume and they do not show any sign of weakness. So props to those guys for wearing those costumes. Here is the Cantina Band by Galactic Empire. You were listening to CGLO 1690 AM. Good night, people.